Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. We're happy to be here. I'm Craig, sitting alongside Greg, repping Miami.
I know it.
Appreciate that.
Wish it was warm.
Yeah. For those of you that might be tuning in from other places, we're in the snowy Midwest with the polar vortex caving in on us, and it's been that's what it feels like when it's like single digit temperatures out there, and then you add the wind, and that's lovely. One of the things we've done kind of a periodic series on talking about things that could really elevate and launch people's leadership, and then the flip side that will just put the brakes on and just bring everything to a grinding halt. And one of the things that I got this idea, I don't know how I stumbled on this series of videos.
I've never seen you stumble.
Oh, yeah, sure you have.
Okay. Double dribble,
No. See, I'd like to play in the NBA now, because then I wouldn't, there is no double dribble anymore. I'm sorry. We might need to, now send that part to the commissioner.
And LeBron.
I came on these series of videos where there was a conversation taking place like in a boardroom, and one of the employees brings in a translator. And I found it so humorous because the translator does what I think is the leadership builder, just plain talk. Mm. The other side is the absolute killer, and that's that business jargon.
Yep.
You know, and right, and it's like you're saying words, and you probably maybe think that you know what the words mean, and everybody else in the room's going, "Did you get that?
What is she saying? Right. What's he doing?"
And it just kills the business. So let's unpack that a little bit, because yep. I think that there's some people that I think that they know that they're doing the jargon ease, you know, and they're doing that on purpose to kind of like either make themselves look good or put up a barrier. I think, though, because we have a very intelligent audience, I think that there are some of our friends that are watching that maybe some of the things that we're going to share today, they're going to say, oh, didn't realize that I was doing that, because it can kind of sneak in there some way, because you're just in a corporate setting and you're just kind of, right. Hey, this is the way that we talk around the corporation. But let's talk about making things clear, and so we can build our leadership and not kill it and hide behind the jargon.
Do you want me to be clear or jargon?
Yeah, I want you to be very clear. Crystal.
All right. So I think industries can do it, not just companies. Mm-hmm. Where you're get maybe a continuing ed, you're on a webinar, and you're like, all these letters and acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw them out there like we're supposed to know. You know, and I think it's almost where the interpreter in a board meeting or in a divisional meeting, you're like, what did he say? The jargon, though, I think, why is the big question for me when we were kind of comparing notes. Why the jargon? Is it to show off, to sound pontificating and eloquent?
Yep.
Or is it secret language and encryption? And if you have a short meeting or a big group, you got to get to the point. They got to take something away. And I think jargon's a kind of a fun word. There are some cool words we don't use very well in the English language. I think we should interpret those or include those in our next episodes, because it's like, you know, scuttlebutt. What is that? I just sounded like that. I think people are afraid to ask in that meeting.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, I don't want to look dumb.
Right.
So I'll have to ask later, maybe at the water cooler. What did she say?
Right.
Do I have to do anything with that? I wonder about jargon. Is it ill-prepared or is it trying to present?
I think it's a little bit of both on the setting. I think that there's sometimes that people are caught off guard by the question that comes. Oh. And so then they're like, all right, what is the corporate line here, the jargon that I can throw out?
That's a good one.
You know, and because then I leave myself some wiggle room.
Yeah.
You can't pin me down because,
vague.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's some of it. And I think that other times there are people that they want to say, hey, look at my name on my business card. Look at all of those initials and after letters, my name.
Accomplishments.
I've got a master's degree. I've got a postdoctorate degree. I've got. And so then they've got these big words that you're like going, okay, maybe you know what those mean. The rest of us don't. Mm-hmm. And then they say, yes, I know what they mean.
I went to such and such school.
Right. And I think that they on purpose use the jargon because it makes them in their own mind feel elevated. They feel like set apart from the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's endearing to anybody when they're just like going,
I've been in a meeting where someone actually used the word poorly or wrong, like a wrong application.
Right.
And you're like, do I want to set them back and embarrass them in front of everybody? But then after the meeting, even if there was great discussions on something else that was practical and to the point and we can make an action today,
right,
they're all like, what was he drinking today? Or what was he full of today? I do think it takes away from what you want to communicate.
Sure.
So I'm not saying don't have a relationship and don't build some equity in it, but like have short meetings. You know, mm-hmm. one of my favorite coffee cups is the short meeting is the cup with the bottom of it right in the middle.
Right.
That's about as long as a meeting needs to be.
Sure.
Once in a while, you can memo it, or you could give a document beforehand or a follow-up after, but
yep.
Pontificate's another good word.
Well, and what I think about the long meetings too, especially if language is not clear, what people that are chairing the meeting don't realize is you get to a certain point in the meeting and you say something that is jargon-ese,
mm-hmm.
and you have people go, what was that? They no longer hear anything else that you're saying because they're sitting there. And like you said earlier, I think they're embarrassed. They're not going to go, excuse me, can you explain what that meant? They're not going to do that. And they're not going to lean over to their friend next to them and go, what did he just say? So they're sitting there going, boy, it looks like everybody else around the room is getting this and I'm not. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to
shut down.
Right. And so all of that time going on, they're not listening to anything else in the meeting.
Well, and they're working through, am I the only one that doesn't know?
Right.
Like maybe I should read more books. So we had one person that I worked with that liked to talk but didn't need to. I'll just say that.
It's a good way to put it.
Sorry. And he opens his mouth. You're like, oh boy, here we go. Well, everyone just put their pens down. They unplugged.
Right.
And then by the time he's done, you're like, well, you wasted 8 minutes and kind of rehashed what was already said, but you hadn't said anything in about 4 minutes, so you needed to say something. I think at some point, the next people that share something that's poignant, right to the issue, they're lost because someone pontificated.
Right.
And you just take air out of the balloon. And we just end up. So one of the things we decided to do is two syllable words.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, 3, 4, 5 syllable words. Someone's like, do I take my phone out and look at the thesaurus? What does that even mean? You know, what's an applicable word that matches that? I wonder about clarity. Is it because we don't want to commit to clarity? Mm. You know, like I really don't want to say anything, get in trouble. And the company line is this and be a little nebulous. And that's another good word. And that's the clouds, isn't it? No, it's not. But I just think sometimes we want to be perceived as a little more intellectual. And the point of the meeting isn't to show off.
No.
The point of the meeting is to give a message, marching orders, let's all kill it and come back and celebrate when we win.
Right.
I don't see why we make it so difficult.
Well, and like if you're taking the time to have the meeting, you would think that you would want people walking away all on the same page, knowing exactly what was going on.
There are people that do that well.
Yes,
there are.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're really kind of encouraging is catch yourself. I think, you know, for many of us, if you grew up in church ease is another one. Like, I won't get in too much on the microphone here, but it's like, I don't really know. If there was a guest in our church, he or she would be lost. Like, what does that even mean?
Well, but, you know, and you mentioned earlier, I think that every industry, every culture has phrases. I even found it funny the other day with some eighth grade students. Hmm. And I walked over, I was just kind of circulating around, and these two boys are sitting at the desk. They're talking to a girl that's standing on the other side of the table, and they looked at me and they used a phrase. And I actually said to them, I said, I don't know what that means. And so they went, oh, well, it's, and one of them looked at the other one and said, look it up. And so he pulled out his Chromebook and went,
no, we did not.
And typed it in. And he goes, well, it's like, and he read me the definition. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, in my day, I may have said, and I used a cliche that I would have used, and they're going, ooh, that's a good one.
That's another one, cliche.
But we got on the same page. Yeah. And so—
Because you said, I—
Because I said, I don't know what that means. And they were also willing to not just go, psst, you're old and out of touch, but they said, well, let us try to— And I also appreciated that when I shared with them a cliche that would have been more of, you know, what that I grew up with, that they went, hey, that's a really good one.
No kidding.
You know, like they wanted to use that. Wow. That's what needs to happen in our meetings. But I think that there's a lot of leaders that they want to have this projection of that they're flawless, that they never stumble, they never mess up. And so if somebody were to go, can you explain that? I don't know what you meant by that. That they're like, how dare you not understand what I'm saying? You know,
I think some of us in leadership, if you've been asked, you know, what does that mean? What are you challenging me?
Yeah.
Really, the leader or the communicator. So I've been a partner leader in organizations where someone was speaking and I had to save the day.
Yeah.
So that's another role for leaders. It's not really in our notes, but it's, yep. I had to save the day because you could tell just like,
right.
I have no idea what he's saying. So you kind of say, hey, what Bill's trying to say here is, and then you move on, but speak clear, be succinct. I like on the same page is not bad.
Yep.
Also clarifying when you're in the meeting.
Right.
Or you're having a, could be a department thing, but you know, could be a company-wide. Everybody okay with this? Does this make sense? I'll say it a different way. To loop it, and then you're like, oh, he said it twice differently. Both make sense now.
I've said to people too, when I'll have a whole group, I'll say, listen, I think that the lowest form of human communication is assumption, that I just assume that you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't want to assume anything with you. So when I say this, guys, do you know what I mean? Yeah, really? Tell me, what did I just say? You know.
Put in your words.
Right. Tell me, what did I just say? And then when they say it, then I'll go, okay, yeah, you got it. Yeah. Or wait a minute. Let me clarify that a little bit, because it's a little bit like the game that you'd play as a kid where you whisper something to the first person and then they whisper to the next person what they think that they heard and so on. And it goes all the way. And by the time you get to the end and the last person says it out loud, you're like, that wasn't even close to where we started. But that's what happens in organizations. Especially the larger the organization, mm-hmm. the more the message can change as it goes from department to department, or as it goes from like the front office and down through the C-level. And right. then by the time it gets to the, you know, somebody on the front lines, they're going, what the what? I have no idea what you're talking about. What we're doing what?
I think sometimes we want to sound sophisticated, which is more for us ego, right?
Yep. Yep.
But the amount of confusion that occurs.
Yep.
So you're talking about the telephone game, you know, when you did that in elementary and it's, you know, you come up with some fun story. The Red Sox were given to a monkey who was on a yellow bus on a Tuesday, but he drove to Tuscaloosa and met his aunt, but she was very cold. No way. It's never going right. to, no one's going to
get the very first person's going to go, I give up right here.
I don't know.
Right.
Sox and a monkey on a train. I don't know what he said.
Right.
The confusion, though, is so damaging to the org
yep.
culture.
Yep.
There were times, so I wasn't real big on meetings, as you know. And I don't mean meeting people, but like just the length of meetings. They don't need to be that long. Get it over with.
Right.
So I would leave the meeting and kind of circle back with a couple because I could see that glazed look. It looks like a donut's on their eyes.
Or the one where they're going like this. You see them like looking around like.
Is anybody nodding? Is no one nodding? Are they nodding off?
Right.
And I would say, hey, that was an interesting meeting. What was your takeaway? So to follow back to make sure the jargon didn't win.
Yep.
It was 50-50 when you met with someone, you're like, they didn't get it either. Or they got it. So then it's kind of like they must have heard that jargon before or those acronyms or those examples or analogies.
Right.
But man, it's just so confusing to people. And then they leave like, well, we'll just keep doing what we were doing it the way we did it before, because...
Yeah, good talk, but yeah, we're just going to go back and do our job.
Yeah. Right? What was that skit from? Good talk. It's got to be from some rom-com or something. Parents meeting with kids, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that one of the places that I've seen, like, there's two areas that I see the jargon really come in. One is if there's bad news to share.
Oh.
People feel like they got to couch it in a certain language.
Candy coat it.
Right. But just say up front, hey, listen, got some bad news, but after the bad news, let me share some good news, yep, you know, of what we're going to do. I think that that's really tough for people. And I think the other one, sadly, is when people are trying to cast the vision for the organization, they want to come up with like clever phrases. And I'm like, you're almost being too cute. Like, nobody's going to, like you just said about that game with, the telephone game. Nobody's going to remember that vision statement. That's just way too long. Mm-hmm. You got too many big words in there.
Details.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you're going to say it and people are going to walk out of the room going, yeah, I heard blah, 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 go blah, blah, blah.
Like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah.
And
you know, somebody, I guess, understands what she's saying, but not it doesn't filter the organization. And what those are two such vital times in an organization when we got to address bad news and when we're really going to talk about good news, like, hey, look, this is where we're going to go.
I love it.
Why can't we be more clear during those times?
I think I think you said one of the lowest levels of communication is assumption. I think one of the highest discomforts for humanity is being misunderstood.
Sure.
And so they don't say much because they don't want to be misunderstood. They'll be questioned or doubted. Right. One of the things that I thought of when our notes were shared was we use jargon to hide. Mm-hmm. Hide what? Hide that we're not knowledgeable. Hide that we're not working very much and we don't know what's going on anyway. Hide the bad news. Hide that, you know, someone else is better than them, but they're not in the meeting to share. So I'm kind of baloneying you here.
Right.
I think hiding is something, just get it out there. Like right. You said, I got some bad news. I got some good news. I'll start with the bad news. There is a remedy or there are remedies, but I want you to know the bad news first or you know, right. Clearly don't spin it, which is another word that, you know, it's like, don't spin it to make it
right.
You know, hey, we got to cut a department. It's not making it. We love these people, but we just didn't get the orders. What it is.
Right.
So we'll figure out how to do severances, maybe move them around to another department till we can maybe get some orders, blah, 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 blah. Okay, there's a remedy. He's already thought about them. She's ahead of the game. She knows where they come in and kind of, so yeah, we got to make some changes down the road. And 2 days later, people are fired. You're like,
yeah,
you knew.
Right. You knew.
Come on. And it takes away credibility.
Yep.
Right. I think that's what you're getting at, Craig, is we just lose our credibility when we don't really address. So this is what's going on, you know. Sometimes I've even given out just a little tickler. Hey, we're going to talk about a couple tough things. Look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. We'll have bagels and we'll get through it all. So it's positive, but it also told them, could be a little tough.
Right.
Versus, hey, we're doing great and we're firing 17 people in a division, but, you know, they'll get a job somewhere. No, wait, let's not spin it and, you know, pull their leg.
Right.
You know? So yeah, that's an integrity thing for hiding. I don't know what your experiences have been.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I've been in the room where I've, you know, a couple times as a consultant to coach where there's a disconnect and then I'd be like, can I sit in on that conversation? Can I sit in on that meeting? And then just sit there like the fly on the wall, just listen, watch people's responses.
Yeah.
And then walk out and say, do you realize that they weren't buying what you were selling. They didn't get it.
That's a good one.
Oh no, they got it. I promise you that they did not. If we bring in six different people right now that were in that meeting, you're going to get six different answers that they did not get it.
Or six answers are my way of going there.
But if they're not willing to make the change, and you know, I love, and I would use this, really regardless. I'm going to use an example of John Wesley, who was a preacher.
But a communicator.
Well, he wasn't a communicator at first. He was a preacher. He started giving his sermons to the lady that cleaned his house. She had a very low education, and he'd give her his sermon and say, what do you think I'm saying in this? She'd read it and she goes, words, I don't know what they mean.
Huh.
And he would rewrite it, say, here's it. And it's not dumbing it down. That's not what we're talking about.
Very good.
We're not dumbing it down like you idiots can't get this. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is, I want all of us to move forward together, but I can't if we don't understand what's going on. And so I think, like you mentioned earlier about jargon, I think that if you have an important address to make to some to your team, yeah, if you give it to somebody outside of your industry, say, here's my talking points, or I'm going to write out my whole speech that I'm going to give. Give it to somebody outside of your industry and say, do you understand this as you read it? Do you understand it? And have them say, well, this right here, does this mean something to you guys?
Because I've been in those meetings with that facial. Do that again. It's like,
yeah.
What are you asking me to do?
What does this mean? You know, and they might say, oh, well, everybody knows. Are you sure?
If everybody knows, then why do you have to say it?
Yeah. So I think that would be really helpful as well to be able to have somebody weigh in on it that's not there.
I had a fellow leader, fellow partner who could say things a little strong. And I think they spoke as everyone was a subordinate.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Down, yeah, you know, kind of down the nose. And then you walked around the office and daubers were down, daubers were confused, you know, and everyone's going to get coffee to kind of start over. I think it's important if we're going to have a meeting, we're going to say something. It's almost like you want to go around. So do I make sense? Did you get it? Am I clear? I know you can't do that when you're doing like a public addressment, but I think for a lot of leaders, they talk in circles.
Right.
Let me rephrase that. People talk in circles, right? And there's always a one-up. I got a better story. But one of the things I wonder about some of us when we're doing those is we don't want to be pinned down. We need some wiggle room.
Right.
Give an example, like wiggle room. Why would we do that if you need wiggle room?
Oh, yeah, because, well, then, you know, I'm going to hold you accountable to something, but yeah, I don't get held accountable to the same standard. Didn't you hear what I said in the meeting? No, I didn't understand what you were saying there in the meeting,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think if you get to the crux of leadership, influence is one of my simplest words of what a leader does.
Right.
And if you're going to use jargon versus clear communication, concise is even another word, you know, to me, that's a big goal. Like your communication is an influence,
right?
You know, this or down.
Right.
And if we look at it like Wesley did or something else, you're like, so just what does that say? You got me. I don't know. It's Pig Latin to me.
Right.
You write it different. You're like, oh, that makes sense. You want people to do this, this, and this, and then the people will make more money and they'll get a bonus and the customer's happy and we're good.
Right.
Yeah, that was what we wanted to communicate.
Yep.
Why is it so hard to communicate clearly? I think that's the big picture, not, right. I mean, the jargon word is hilarious.
I don't know. I have a really, this is one of the areas that I probably can't answer that question. Like, why is it so hard? Because I want to say to people, why are you making it so hard? Communicating with people is not that hard if you really want to communicate with people, if you're willing to make yourself vulnerable to them to say, I didn't get that. I don't understand you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing for them to say, maybe even say, I think I know more than you. You know, you have the title of leader, but I think I know more than you. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Sometimes I wonder if we get caught up as leaders in... Maybe the best word is we're in the PR business.
Yeah.
You know, public relations and spinning. And I'm like, all right, so once in a while when it comes back out that it was right and we spun it that it wasn't, the next time we're at the microphone, we have half the credibility now.
Exactly.
And I think that's our finishing statement is we're going to lose credibility. The organization is going to lose, one of my favorite words right now, is trust. Mm-hmm. She's up there talking. I don't believe her.
Yep.
He's saying the same thing he said last quarter. I think he's fibbing to us.
Right.
I got a fun quote. So clear communication is much easier than mind reading. Assumption.
Yeah.
Getting back to that, finish it up here. This is a great.
So friends, listen, what I would say is just you might need to take some time to let somebody else weigh in on the way that you're communicating. Like I mentioned earlier, maybe you want to write something out and give it to somebody who's not even in your industry, a peer in a different industry that could read something from you and be honest with you to say, this sounds like a lot of jargon to me, or, hey, I know exactly where you're going with this. This sounds very clear. The clear communication is going to be so helpful in building your leadership trust, as Greg was just talking about, and then the whole organization comes together and it goes farther, faster. But you start throwing around jargon, you start losing trust with people, messages get lost, and things are going to bog down really quickly. This is one of those builder killer leadership issues that is so easy if you'll be willing to step back for a second, let somebody else honestly give you the feedback. This is where we love to help as a coach.
I love it.
Because we come in as outsiders.
You're so good at this.
We don't know your industry. We're not in it every day like you are, but we do know communication and we do know leadership. And so we come in as coaches. We just sit there and listen and say, listen, here's something that we'd like to help you with. So if you go to maximizeleadership.com, you can click on the tab for coaching. Read about what we do. You can see some of our coaches that are there. That's just a few of the coaches. But especially down at the bottom, fill in the form down there and say, here's what I'd like somebody to help me with. Here's where I'd like somebody to weigh in. We'll look at that. We'll get back to you. We might tell you how we can help you, or we might tell you how maybe somebody else can help you. We're going to be honest with you. We'll be very clear in our communication with them.
Sometimes concise.
Yes, and very concise on what you're going to do. So that's what we just want to be, that resource for you. So please tap into us and let us help you out in those areas. The other place we'd love feedback from you, as we just said, comment right here on this video or get in touch with us on X at Maximize Podcast and say, this part of your podcast didn't make sense to me, or say it did make sense and I've really been able to use that information, or give us some ideas of some other topics you'd like to talk about. Maybe it's another leadership builder or killer that you've noticed. We want to be here to resource you, because when you get better as a leader, everybody around you is going to get better, and our whole society can begin to change because of your leadership. So stay tuned. We got lots more content that's coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.